Today we are very fortunate to have, sorry, I welcome once again everyone for the Bhakta Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Amogh Lila Das Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam verse 5.14.36. Before handing the call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over the call to Raj Prabhuji to give the brief introduction about our speaker Amogh Lila Prabhuji today. Raj Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Please take over the call, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanva Pranam, you and all the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna, Dhanva Pranam Prabhuji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Here is a brief, thank you, Prabhu. Here is a brief introduction for Prabhuji. We all love and know Prabhuji, but this is our duty to introduce our speaker. So His Grace Amogh Lila Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj and is presently serving as the Vice President of the Dwarkadish Temple at Dwarka. He was a boy with outstanding talents right from childhood. As a child, he was very quiet, but internally, his spiritual desire to thank God went on increasing. Finally, after 12th standard, he left home in search for his spiritual answers. Prabhuji met many religious organizations, but it was only ISKCON that could quench his spiritual thirst. Prabhu stayed in ISKCON, Delhi for 3 months and later went back with his parents' insistence to complete his engineering and worked in HCL company for 6 years. It was finally in 2010 that he became a full-time brahmachari. He and his team during these testing times of COVID-19 are doing commendable jobs serving nutrient prasadam under the Food for Life campaign to much needed millions of people in New Delhi. Prabhu has the art of combining the heavy philosophy with just right proportion of anecdotes, one-liner humor to leave the audience spellbound and inspire them to embrace this part of bhakti. He has helped thousands of kids from getting free from the clutches of addiction and depression. He is a life coach of many, and his lectures on stress problems, art of parenting do not need any introductions. We are very grateful to have Prabhuji as our speaker on Bhakti Sangha. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your valuable time. Thank you. Hare Krishna. To you, Mataji.
Thank you, Raj Prabhuji. That was a very wonderful introduction. And that was just a brief. We are so thankful, Prabhuji, for your very valuable time and association. Please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you very much, devotees, for inviting me once again to speak something from Srimad Bhagavatam for my own much needed purification as well as for the transcendental pleasure of devotees. So thank you very much once again. So I would sing one song, which is written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and that will be there on your screen. Where is my dear song? Yeah, there we go. So this song is Aar Ke No Maya Jale. So first we read the translation of the song so that we sing it meaningfully other, because the songs are in Bengali and we sing it but without any meaning, so there is not much connect when we sing. So let's go through the translation once and then we'll sing the song. O fish-like soul, why have you fallen into the entangling nets of Maya? You have not understood that being bound up by those nets, you will have to remain in this material world for a long, long time. After being captive in Maya's snare due to your desires for insignificant enjoyments, you remain transformed in a spiritually diseased condition, punishable just like a disobedient servant. Now, by the power of devotional service, always remain subservient to Lord Krishna, swimming and frolicking freely in the nectarian ocean of Krishna Prema. So I'm singing this song because this song is in line with the theme of the shloka. So I'll just sing the song. Aar ke no maya jale porite cho jiva mina. Aar ke no maya jale পড়িতে ছো জীবামিনা, নাহি জানো বাধা হয়ে রবে তুমি চিরাদিনা, নাহি জানো বাধা হয়ে রবে তুমি চিরাদিনা। আর কেন মায়া জালে Arkeno Maya Jale, Arkeno Maya Jale, Poditecho Jivamina, Ati Tuccha Bhog Ashe, Bandi Hoe Maya Pashe, Ati Tuccha Bhog Ashe, Bandi Hoe Maya Pashe. रोहिले विकृत भावे दंड्य जथा पराधीना रोहिले विकृत भावे दंड्य जथा पराधीना नाही जानो बाधा होए रोबे तुमि चीरा दीना नाही जानो बाधा होए रोबे तुमि चीरा दीना एखना भकति बले कृष्ण प्रेमा सिंधु जले एखना भकति बले कृष्ण प्रेमा सिंधु जले क्रीड़ा कोरिया नाया से थाको तुमी कृष्णाधीना क्रीड़ा कोरिया नाया से थाको तुमी कृष्णाधीना नाही जानो बाधा होए रोबे तुमी चीरो दीना नाही जानो बाधा होए रोबे तुमी चीरो दीना आर केनो माया जले आर केनो माया जाले पोड़ीते छो जीवमीना आर केनो माया जाले पोड़ीते छो जीवमीना नाही जानो बाधा होए रोबे तुमी चीरो दीना नाही जानो बाधा होए रोबे तुमी चीरो दीना हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय जय प्रभु पाद प्रभु पाद जय जय प्रभु पाद श्रील प्रभु पाद की जाय श्रील भक्तिनो ठाकुर जी की जाय Okay, I stop sharing this. Okay, now we are back with the normal video, and then now we go to Srimad Bhagavatam. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14. Chapter 14 entitles the material world as the great forest of enjoyment, and verse number 36. All right. So this verse is like this: Kwachit Krishna. Kvatit, excuse me, kvachit kshina dhana saya asana asana adi upbhoga vihina yavat apratilabdha manoratha upagata adane avasita tata avamana adini janat abhilavate. Okay, so word meaning goes like this. Kvachit, sometimes. Akshina dhana, not having sufficient money. Shaya asana, ashana adi, accommodations for sleeping, sitting or eating. Upabhogaha, of material enjoyment. Vihinaha, being bereft. Yavat, as long as. Apratilabdha, not achieved. Manoratha, by his desire. Upagata, obtained. Adane, in seizing by unfair means. Avasita, mati, whose mind is determined. Tataha, because of that. Tataha, from that. Avamana adini, insults and punishments. Janat, from the people in general. Abhilabate, he gets. Okay, so word meaning translation of Prabhupada by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So here goes the translation. Translation is like this. Sometimes having no money, I think I should share the screen. Yeah. Okay, there. Oh, it's already there. Okay, sometimes having no money, the conditioned soul does not get sufficient accommodations. Sometimes he doesn't even have a place to sit, nor does he have other necessities. In other words, he falls into scarcity, and at that time, when he is unable to secure the necessities by fair means, he decides to seize the property of others unfairly. When he cannot get the things he wants, he simply receives insults from others and thus becomes very morose. Purport. It is said that necessities knows no law. When the conditioned soul needs money to acquire life's bare necessities, he adopts any means. He begs, borrows, or steals. Instead of receiving these things, he is insulted and chastised. Unless one is very well organized, one cannot accumulate riches by unfair means. Even if one acquires riches by unfair means, he cannot avoid punishment and insult from the government or the general populace. There are many instances of important people's embezzling money, getting caught and being put in prison. One may be able to avoid the punishment of prison, but one cannot avoid the punishment of Supreme Personality of Godhead, who works through the agency of material nature. This is described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse number 14. Devi Hesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratteya. Nature is very cruel. She doesn't excuse anyone. When people do not care for nature, they commit all kinds of sinful activities. And consequently, they have to suffer. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Sopadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrichatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahaganalta Shri Vishakhanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kante Radha Kante Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namashtupadai Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devin Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshtarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langai Tegirim Yatripatam Hammande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Krishna. So we'll go through the translation once again. So translation is like this. Mentions that sometimes having no money, the conditioned soul does not get sufficient accommodations. Sometimes he doesn't even have a place to sit, nor does he have the other necessities. In other words, he falls into scarcity. And at that time, when he is unable to secure the necessities by fair means, he decides to seize the property of others unfairly. When he cannot get the things he wants, he simply receives insults from others and thus become very morose. So very exposing. And that's the nature of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is very exposing. Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't hesitate even a least bit in exposing the conditioned soul. Absolutely full on exposing us. Whatever we feel proud of, Srimad Bhagavatam exposes. Is it what you are feeling proud of? Well, you are suffering, man. You are suffering. So that is, we see that Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't hesitate. Here also in this verse, we see that how in a quest to get wealth, a means to live a very comfortable life, but yet the person feels more and more frustrated. Like very famous analogy which Srila Prabhupada used to give of a person who is yearning for wealth, and whatever means he adopts, it's so much of hard work, he gets the wealth, and then he suffers so much that his life is very much compared to like the bees in the honeycomb. The bees, with such hard labor, they go from flower to flower and accumulate, they get the nectar, the honey, and they accumulate all of this honey. And after all of this hard work, when they have got the honey, and then there comes the hunter, and with the power of smoke, he makes all these the bees go fly away, and then he takes the honey. Similarly, the death comes, and when death comes, she takes everything away. We cannot avoid, yes. So even those who are wealthiest of the people, but they are to leave the body. Like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson had the desire to live for 100 years because he was very wealthy. He was very wealthy. So he wanted to enjoy the wealth. So he asked his physicians and dietitians, please let me know the way so that I can live for 100 years. Now they told him, in case, Mr. Michael, if you want to live for 100 years, you are to regulate your senses. That means you have to live a regulated life, not the life of sense enjoyment. But excuse me, I want to enjoy. And that's why I want to live for 100 years. Sir, if you want to enjoy, then you cannot live for 100 years. In case you want to live for 100 years, you should not enjoy your senses. You should. So either this or that. So of course, as we know that somewhere in 50s, Michael Jackson had to leave his body. So there are people, they want to enjoy wealth, but they are not able to, even though they may have very elaborate plans to enjoy life, enjoy materialistic life, but they cannot. I saw one video of Mike Tyson. Recently, somebody sent me Mike Tyson, and he was having all of these boxing championship belts, all of his achievements, and he's picking them up and dropping them as if it's like a dirt. He said, all of this is just waste. All of this is just waste. So this doesn't give satisfaction. All of these mundane accomplishments, they do not give satisfaction to the heart. And this happens. And there are many such case studies. Like even Bill Gates has decided to donate 90% of his money for charitable work. Only 10% for his daughter. 90% money for giving for some holy cause. Whether to cry, whether to WHO, whether to the church. But he has decided to give the money because he knows that the joy of giving is greater than the joy of acquiring. But this person, this realization comes in the second part of life usually. To a common man. Yes. So we see that this is the example of the honey and the honeycomb and the honeybee. Yeah. And the example which Srila Prabhupada used to give is that of a silk moth. Silk moth works so very hard so that he can get the silk all around. And then what happens? He either gets suffocated in the silk or gets boiled in the hot water. Because the hunter again comes and separates the silkworm from the silk. So either the silk moth dies naturally, being suffocated, or is being boiled in the water. Similarly, a person who has got all of this silk around him with nice home, multi-story apartment, high-rise building, and beautiful place in New York, Manhattan, or in Mumbai, or in Delhi, maybe in London, somewhere. But and we think that, yes, this is success. But all of this silk which the person has accumulated around him Ultimately, either he feels suffocated, being tense because of some issue in life, or yeah, he's forced to leave it. Like during COVID, many people in Italy, France, USA, people were throwing money outside. They said, this money cannot save us. My relatives could not be saved by this money. To hell with this money. To hell with this money. So they become utterly frustrated, actually. Like in Delhi, we see that there are people who work in call centers. And when they're asked, why are you working in call center? Because you're working in night shifts. No, graveyard shift. Graveyard shift is 12 midnight till 9 a.m. 12 midnight. Oh, God. So when somebody asks them, well, you're working in a call center. You are working so hard. Why so? Well, a lot of money, Baba. Money, money, money is honey. Money is even sweeter than honey. Oh. And then by living this abnormal lifestyle, which is against nature, because nature has made night for sleeping and daytime for working. But they are awake during the nighttime. So during young age, they do that. They are able to do that. But by this working against nature, their body becomes more disease prone, and they get many diseases in the body. So all the money which they acquired while working in the call center, the same money is used in recuperating from those diseases which I acquired while working and getting the money. So this is like back to square one. I'm getting the money, spending the money on the same loss which I did to get the money. It's like back to square one. And that is, we see that having wealth is like more of an illusion in this world. I'm wealthy. Oh, but they eat the same thing. Like if I talk about India, those who are in India, the wealthy man, he also has got two chapatis, some sabzi, some dal, and maybe a glass of milk. And there is a middle class person, he is also having chapati and sabzi and a glass of milk. And a poor person is also having maybe two chapati and one sabzi, and then same. Not that, you know, it is quite possible that the rich man may take his glass of milk in golden glass. If somebody takes milk in golden glass, still the milk tastes same. But externally, he's an illusion. Well, I'm so wealthy that I drink milk in the golden glass. Wow. Like in corporates, we see that people work so hard. If you ask somebody, why are you working so hard, sir? So I can get successful. Up there. Yeah. Up there. So what are you working as, sir, currently? Well, currently I'm working as an executive. So you want to go up in the managerial hierarchy? Yes, of course. But why? So that I can be satisfied. Once I reach there, being a senior executive, I'll be satisfied. Okay, so coming from here to here, so that you can be satisfied. So one more question, sir. Sir, if you are satisfied, can you grow? No. So that means you have to say no to satisfaction to grow further, right? Absolutely. So say no to satisfaction, grow further. So now you become manager. Okay, very good. So you have become now the manager. But why you want to become manager? So that I can be satisfied. Oh, so you can be satisfied. Great. But if you are satisfied, can you grow? No. So say no to satisfaction, grow further. Senior manager. So why are you growing? Well, I am growing so that I can be satisfied. Achha, but if you are satisfied, can you grow? No. So grow further. Board of directors. Yes. Very good, sir. But why are you growing? So that I can be satisfied. Oh, that's very good. But once you are satisfied, can you grow? No. So say no to satisfaction. Grow further. Become the CEO, the CFO of the company. But why are you doing this? So that I can be satisfied. But if you are satisfied, can you grow? No. So say no to satisfaction. Grow further. Become the chairperson. But why are you growing? To be satisfied. But if you're satisfied, can you grow? No. So grow further. Then from one company to another company, another company, another company, without any satisfaction. So there is growth, but there is no satisfaction. There is growth, but there is no satisfaction. So in this way, to go up in the managerial hierarchy so that we can prove our mettle, we can also show that, yes, I am also there, man. I proved myself. Okay, so those who have proved themselves, what are they doing now in their cabin drinking wine? good brand wine. It's a very good brand, latest brand, very high quality wine, which is in dollars and euros and pounds. What an achievement! Earlier, I had local brand wine. Now, I got international brand wine. And that's the success. Wow! What a definition of success. And that's why to acquire wealth, to have wealth, it is just a kind of mental security. That's it. Otherwise, the lifestyle is just same. Just same. Not that those who are wealthy, they are eating and they're enjoying and they're having good time. No. Wealthiest is a man whose happiness is cheapest. Wealthiest is a man whose happiness is cheapest. Just like devotees are the richest people because their happiness is cheapest. Chanting Hare Krishna is free of cost. So by chanting Hare Krishna and reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we can be happy and our happiness is cheapest. Most economical. It's not really cheap, but I would say economical. That's a better way to say. It's most economical. So those who have most economical happiness, they are the richest people. So devotees are rich. Yes. But in this world, oh my God, people are working so hard day and night so that they can get money. But by money, I can get a nice bed, but not sleep. Yes, that happens. Like they're saying, some people are so poor that all they have is just money. Some people are so poor. So what do you have? I got some credit cards and debit cards and some money in my bank account. Anything else? Wow. Great answer, sir. So impressive. So some people are so poor that all they have is just money. Yes, there is no one to take care of you. There's no one you are emotionally connected to. One of my friends, he used to have this goal in his life that in every 3 years, he is to become the boss of his boss. He is to become the boss of his boss. So he reached up there and he was having a lot of wealth, also a lot of money. But now when he reached up there, he was so lonely. So he used to sing the song, "Lonely, I am so lonely. Up there in hierarchy, I am so lonely, 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 lonely." And then such people with their wealth, what do? They have drugs because I have to kill my loneliness. So let me go to the intoxication to the next level. Drugs. Now this wine and cigarette, they don't do. Now I want heroin. Yes. And that I know so many girls from very good families. They have done their MBAs from prestigious institutes. They are working in high class societies and they're having high responsibilities in terms of managerial hierarchy in the corporates. But what do they do in the evening? They go to such places, they got money, they purchase drugs, and they have next level intoxication. Wow! So that's the condition of materialistic lifestyle, actually. Once there was one person, he met Srila Prabhupada and he was very proud of his wealth, his money. And Srila Prabhupada told him, "Well, you are so proud of your wealth. But actually what you are doing, animal is also doing. You're also, what you are doing on the four wheels of your car, which is eating, sleeping, mating and struggle for existence. Dog is also doing the same activities, eating, sleeping, mating and struggle for existence. The only difference is that the dog is doing on his four legs and you are doing on the four wheels of your car. That's it. Otherwise, it is all same. It is all same." There was one person, he came, "Swamiji, I am so much tensed. Oh, Swamiji, I came to know that you are a Hare Krishna and you are so famous all across the globe. You have got many English followers. Please help me get relief from this tension, this anxiety, from this chaotic way of life. Please, how to resolve? Please help me." And then Srila Prabhupada said, "What's the cause of your anxiety?" "Well, I've got so many factories. In the factories, there are so many issues. So and that's why I'm so tense." Srila Prabhupada said, "We can take all of your anxiety. You sit here, you chant Hare Krishna. You give all of your companies to us. We will manage those companies. We will get the money for Krishna. All right. So you please sign on the paper. Get us all of your factories. And you sit here and chant Hare Krishna. We'll give you everything. We'll give you shelter. We'll give you a place to stay. We'll also give you food to eat. You do not worry. You'll take care of your family as well. You just do that." "No, Swamiji. I didn't mean that. No, actually, there is no anxiety as such. I'm this person. Yes. So it is not that this material world is catching us. No. We are holding on to this material world, even though we are struggling and we are suffering, but we are holding on to it actually. So that's the problem with us. In fact, we see that people spend their entire life so that they can earn money. And this habit remains still there in the old age. Some people, they plan that, okay, in young age, we'll make a lot of money. And in old age, spirituality. We will chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Done. Oh, great. Once there were three sons and they asked their father, that dad, you know, now you're retired. So we want to gift you something. So one son gifted him a limousine car. Dad, this is for you, dad. Now, since you have taken retirement, thank you. Second son gifted him a 50-room apartment so that he can very comfortably stay with his wife. Big rooms, 50 rooms, so that my father should live like a king. Father, this is for you. Third son thought that my father lived such a materialistic life throughout. So let me gift him something which can help him become spiritual, because he was materialistic throughout his life. So with great labor, with a lot of hard work, he trained one parrot with the help of many saintly personalities. And this parrot was trained to recite the verses of the Bhagavad Gita. As soon as you say verse number, and this parrot would recite the verse along with translation. Okay, Mr. Parrot, chapter 18, verse number 66. Saradharman paritajya mami kam shanam raja ahantam sar papi bhyo mukshi shami ma shucha. Oh Arjuna, give up all materialistic life and all, give up all the religions of this world and just exclusively surrender unto me. Do not fear. Wow. Nice parrot. So this third son gifted him this parrot. Dad, this is for you, dad. Please. Thank you, dad. So after 1 week, the father called all the three sons. And he chastised the first one. He said, well, you have given me limousine. It is so managed. It is so difficult to manage this car. Such a long car. Especially on turns, I have to make so much of adjustment so that it doesn't get stuck. When there are narrow lanes, I have to get this cut into pieces and then again getting it welded. What crazy car, limousine. What kind of gift? Ha! And the second one said, you gave me a room, a home to stay, 50 rooms. My wife is in 49th room. I am to search in all 48 rooms. Darling, are you there? Darling, are you there? Darling, are you there? Darling, are you there? 48 times I have to do it to darling, are you there? Darling, are you there? To hell with this kind of home. I have to search for my wife 48 times. And in 49th room, she's sitting there. Yes. What's wrong with you, oldie? God, what kind of gift? So two were very much ashamed. And the third one, he said, well, you gave me such a nice parrot. Such a nice parrot. So delicious. Oh, he ate the parrot. Because throughout his life, he has taken... So what he would do with the parrot? Hear Bhagavad Gita? No! He deep fried that parrot. He cooked that parrot in an oven. And he ate the parrot. The point is that if somebody has accumulated wealth, then person would continue the same way of life even in old age. And that's how we see that those who start their spiritual career in old age, they start their spiritual career. It is so difficult for them to focus. So difficult for them because there is no background of bhakti, of devotion in young age. And that's how when they reach an old age, same thing continues. Because throughout the life, the priorities were something else. This is what happens. So person keeps on craving and he remains dissatisfied. Yeah. In fact, we see there was once a king. And this king, he saw that there was one Brahmin who was very satisfied. And he could see that this Brahmin is very satisfied. He asked his subject, his minister. He said, minister, how come, you know, I have got so much wealth, but I'm not satisfied. But this Brahmin is so satisfied. How come this Brahmin is so satisfied? He said, well, Your Highness, because he's not the member of 99th Club. He said, 99th Club? What do you mean by this 99th Club? Well, Your Highness, please give me a chance to explain, to elaborate to you practically. Okay. So next day morning, as a Brahmin, he opened the door. Outside the door, there was one box. And this box contained gold coins. And he started counting these coins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. Count again. 97, 98, 99. Oh, 99. Maybe the one who kept this box here, he had the intention to give me 100 coins. But somehow by mistake, he has kept 99 coins. If I get one more coin, then I can declare to this world, I can tell to the world, I am the owner of 100 gold coins. Excuse me. Thank you. But I've got 99. It would not really bring comfort to my heart, not to the listeners, not to my while speaking that I got 99 gold coins. I should have one more gold coin. So he went to the landlord. He said, okay, my dear landlord, how much should I work for you so that you give me one gold coin? He said, well, for 1 month, if you transfer these bags of grains from this side to that side, I'll give you one gold coin. He said, all right, I'll do that. So 6 hours, he started working every day. And at the end of the month, he got one gold coin. And he put this one gold coin inside the box and he started counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. 98. Again he counted. 98. He asked his wife, Darling, how come they are 98? I put one coin, should become 100 now. And she said, well, actually, I went to Walmart and I purchased something. I went to Rite Aid, I purchased something. So I got some shopping done. And I spent 2 gold coins. You spent 2 gold coins. So he went to the landlord again. He said, well, instead of 6 hours, if I start working 12 hours every day for you, would you give me 2 gold coins at the end of the month? So landlord said, yeah, of course. For 6 hours, 1 gold coin. So for 12 hours, 2 gold coins. And then this Brahmin also started working for 12 hours every day. And when he was working like this, the minister, he told the king, Your Highness, now since he has also become member of the 99th club, and that's how we see that his happiness is also gone. And you see in this world that 99.9999% people are part of this 99th club. What they have, there is no contentment. There is no satisfaction. There is no gratitude. Oh God, thank you. You gave me all of this. But what I am lacking for that, there is always the sense of being that would that I could have that as well. Would that I could have that as well. Would that I could have that Mercedes. So in this way, the person remains dissatisfied. So in this world, you see that people are mostly members of this 99th club. What they have, they do not remain satisfied. What they don't have, they keep on craving for that. What I don't have. So this makes the life so miserable, actually. Miserable. And then, of course, we see that in present times, why this Varnashram is not getting implemented. Although there are so many seminars happening, but we see that devotees are not getting shifted to Varnashram. Why? Because the city life is giving us wealth. City life is giving us material comforts. And that's why till the time the cozy, comfortable bed of city life remains intact, our ISKCON would not move to Varnashram. Even though many seminars may happen, there are Varnashram ministry may happen, even devotees feel inspired after hearing from the devotees from Varnashram ministry, yet it would not get implemented. Why? Because the wealth, the prosperity, the comforts which are being offered by the city life. Of course, for that, the solution is that we can have some mini samples of Varnashram so that people can experience Varnashram. But till the time Third World War happens, we would not be able to shift to Varnashram. Yes. We have got high-rise buildings, comfortable life, there is air conditioner, and we have got such a wonderful, cozy, comfortable, prince-like, body-comforting life. So answer would happen, Varnashram would happen, but after 2035, when World War III would happen for water. And then you would say, well, even the software engineer, whether doctor or anyone who is very successful in his career, They would have nothing, nowhere to stay and nowhere to work. You're the one who's computer engineer. You'd ask them, sir, would you like to chant Hare Krishna now? Would say, well, yeah, my organization is now being powdered. So, yeah, I've got nothing else to do. So let's chant Hare Krishna. Yeah, we have got nothing else to do. My home is also powdered. My office is also powdered. Me and my family. Oh, yeah. So let's chant Hare Krishna. And then, Prithvi Ate Jata Nagaradi Gram Sarvatya Pachara Vem Urnam. And then, in each and every town and village, because cities would be crumbled to powder, they would be chanting of the holy name. But why we are attached to cities? Because cities are offering such cozy, comfortable life. Because they're all based on money, 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 money. Sweeter than honey. Yes, let's stay here. Although, it is not that devotees hate wealth. It's not like that. But usually, we see that those who are very wealthy, they do not become Krishna conscious. Usually, not always, but usually. Like Jesus Christ, he says in the Bible, he says to make a rich man a devotee of the Lord is as difficult as to make an elephant pass through needles hole. It is that difficult. Because somebody is wealthy, somebody is very aristocratic, and somebody is being respected so much in society, he or she doesn't feel like having a need to come to God. Well, yeah, we are having such good life. We don't need God. Thank you, God. Bye-bye, God. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. But yes, when all of this richness goes, and then, oh. Of course, Maya can use the presence of wealth to make somebody forget God, and sometimes absence of wealth to make somebody forget the Lord. There are people who become atheists when there is no money. What has God given to me? I prayed Him so much. Today I'm living like a pauper, man. I'm angry with God. So sometimes people become even atheist being in the absence of money. And sometimes in the presence of money, they get so much lost in worldly enjoyments that they forget the Lord. So Maya can use any of the weapons. Sometimes the presence of wealth, sometimes the absence of wealth. So devotee is attached to neither of them. Once Yudhishthira Maharaj, he said, Krishna, shall I ask you something? Krishna said, yes, you may ask. He said, give me lots and lots of wealth. Lots and lots of wealth. He said, okay. Yudhishthira, usually my devotees, they don't ask for such benedictions. How come you are asking here today wealth? He said, usually it is considered that your devotees are poor. They are paupers. They are downtrodden. They are insignificant. They are materially impoverished. I want to tell people that your devotees can have material opulence. It's just that they are not interested in those materialistic opulences. They are not interested. Otherwise, they can have. That's what I was asking. And of course, Parikshit Maharaj, he asked Shukadeva Goswami. He said, Shukadeva Goswami, why is that we see that devotees of Lord Shiva are having a lot of wealth? But devotees of Lord Hari, they are not having any material wealth. They are like beggars and paupers, even though Hari is the Supreme Lord, including Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is a devotee of the Lord. And he's not having even one BHK apartment. Lord Shiva, along with his family, wife and children, yeah, Kartikeya, Ganesh, not even one BHK apartment on Kailash. He can have his villa up there on Kailash. No one around. They can be garden, and then they are living in their villa. Why is that so? And then Shri Shukadeva Goswami says that devotees of Lord Hari are having spiritual opulences. And devotees of Lord Shiva are having material opulences in terms of wealth, money, comfort and all that. Lord Shiva himself being devotee of Lord Hari, that's why he doesn't have any material opulences. He has got spiritual opulences. He's of such a pure Vaishnava. Yeah. So that means devotees, they do not hate money. In case the money is coming for service to Krishna, well, why not? There was one Mayavadi, he got his photograph on the newspaper. So in the newspaper, he got this photo that there was a bunch of dollars there. And then he got his photo like this. Because he's detached from money. So he got his photograph clicked like this. Because he's detached. No interest in money. And Srila Prabhupada saw this. Srila Prabhupada said, well, you also take get my photo also published in the newspaper. But take two photographs. One, and there is money. And I'm catching hold on to that money. The pounds and the dollars are there. And then I'm taking all of that money. And the next photograph should be, I'm taking this money and offering to Krishna. That's real renunciation. So devotees of the Lord, they hate money. In case money is coming for Krishna says, well, most welcome. But they do not seek pleasure in money. Because we know it is all just on the platform of senses, at the max mind. nothing else. At the max, egoistic pleasure, but not spiritual pleasures. Spiritual pleasures comes by bhakti, and that is very satisfying. Very satisfying. Like Zulin Radhanath Maharaj, he was mentioning that he saw one beggar in Vrindavan. His clothes were torn, his body was soiled, his face was disfigured. Yet there was a bright smile on his face. He was chanting the names of God. And we could see that, yes, this person is actually happy. This happiness is far, 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 far away, far, far away from all the wealthy people of this world. But here is this person who is beggar in Vrindavan, who has got no material opulences, and he has got a beaming smile, effulgent, illustrious, even though he has got torn clothes and soiled body, and yet he is so happy. So happiness has got nothing to do with wealth. I repeat, happiness has got nothing to do with wealth. There can be some kind of sense enjoyment when somebody is having wealth, but somebody can be really satisfied and be happy by Hari Katha and Hari Nam. Yes. So Shanti Cha, Ramanti Cha. This can happen. Why? How can this happen? Being very satisfied and being very happy. So Shanti Cha, Ramanti Cha. When there is Bodhyanta Parasparam. Katantasya Mam Nityam. Yes. Machitamad Gatprana. When this happens, that can make person really satisfied and happy. All right, I'll stop here now. If anybody has any question, we'll take a few questions. Hare Krishna. Okay, nobody has any question. Everyone is self-realized. Good. Okay, Neeru Mataji has raised her hand.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam.
Yes, Mataji.
Prabhuji, I want to ask, I study Bhagavad Gita, but while studying purports, I sometimes get confused and doesn't understand the meanings very well. Then how to get to that understanding? Any mentor or any guidance regarding this?
What have you studied in your academics, in your school life, college life? What did you study?
Myself, double MA, MPhil, UGC NET qualified.
Oh my God. So during the course of your academics, when you have doubts, what do you do?
Definitely, I used to ask my professors, visit libraries and etc. etc.
Same to you. Same to you. For spiritual also. We go to the professors. We have got devotees who have got better understanding of the Bhagavad Gita. And then you can ask them, Prabhuji, why is it written like this? In the shloka, there is no bhakti. But in the verse, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning bhakti, bhakti. In the purport, there is bhakti, bhakti. Why is that so? Why Krishna is insisting on fighting? Why is that so?
Why? So many questions.
So many questions. So you can ask the professors. All right. Whatever we do in our academics, same thing applies to our spiritual academics. Which is.
But I have no professors in my surroundings. Spiritual professor.
Yeah, that's true. So that's wonderful. So you go to the teachers, approach them and take advantage of their sangha. All right. Next question.
One more question, Prabhuji. One more question, please. How to join your Zoom classes regularly? Please, please tell me about the WhatsApp group.
Please. I don't have any regular Zoom classes, but yes, I'm running one spiritual course, but that's in Hindi. For that, you have to go to revivingvalues.com. So there is one red button of free registration. So you click. Okay. Details and then you become part of the group. So I take around 30 topics, and along with those 30 topics, then we start Bhagavad Gita and other shastras like that. So you can go to revivingvalues.com, and the name of the course is Spirituality for Modern Age. So, but that's in Hindi, in case you are comfortable with Hindi, so you can log in, you can join. It's free.
Okay. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. If we visit Dwaraka temple, whether we'll be able to meet you personally?
Well, I cannot say because my life is not in my control. Krishna is controlling and his devotees are controlling. In case if I'm there, so certainly I can meet. In case if I'm not there, like currently, like I'm in ISKCON Faridabad. I'm 30 kilometers away from ISKCON Dwaraka. So those who are coming to meet me there, I'm not there today.
Then how to get confirmed about it?
Well, I also do not know because my life is not in my control.
Because my kids desperately want to meet you since a long time.
Long time since 1947?
It's long time for them.
I understand. I was just joking. Yeah, so most welcome. But you can still come to have Darshan of Rukmini Dwarkadish in Dwarka.
Especially my daughter is a hardcore fan of yours. Please bless her. Please talk to her.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanush Pranam.
Lovely daughter, I want to see you.
Get round. She is very shy. She is Richa. She talked to you earlier also.
Yeah, I want to reach you. How can I reach you, Richa?
she ran away when I told her to start video. Please bless us, Prabhuji. Bless us.
Nishra Prabhupada keep blessing you.
Thank you very much,
Prabhuji. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. So are there any other devotees who would like to?
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Goshti Shri Prabhupada. Prabhuji, thank you so much for the wonderful class. And Mataji was asking where to go and why to ask questions, that Raj Prabhu is saying, join Bhakti Sangha and ask questions every day.
Okay, that's very good.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your wonderful class and very practical examples, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, anyone else?
So, are there any other devotees who have questions for Prabhuji?
There is a question in chat box, Mataji.
Yes.
Yeah. In the meantime, Richa Mataji, you can go ahead. I'll read the question.
Okay, so here's one question from Sunil Kumarji. He says that, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Why people say that Bhagavad Gita is written by a person? How would I rely what is mentioned is told by Lord Krishna? How to answer them? Is there any purport to explain them? Actually, somebody goes by this kind of evidence as well, then anything and everything can become questionable. Even theory of relativity can become questionable. What's the proof that Albert Einstein gave theory of relativity? Maybe it's a mental concoction of somebody. Is there any proof? Well, there is no proof as such. So that's why if we start questioning that what is the proof? Well, first proof is that anybody who reads Bhagavad Gita feels enlightened. Yeah. And we see, secondly, any composition of this world requires some kind of editing. Like we have got revised edition, enlarged edition. But Bhagavad Gita has got no revised edition or enlarged edition. It is 700 verses and 700 verses. That's it. That's it. And in terms of disciplic succession, we see that yes, it is coming from the great disciplic succession. Yeah. And the same Bhagavad Gita is being commented by the great acharyas like Ramanacharya, Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya. They have commented, and our Gaudi Vaishnava Acharyas like Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, they have commented on the Bhagavad Gita. So these people who have commented on the Bhagavad Gita, they are not just genius people, they are much more than that. These people, they have commented on the Gita, so that means the integrity of the Bhagavad Gita is also intact. Right? We see that all the Acharyas, they have commented on those 700 verses, same verses. So that means integrity is there. And Lord Krishna is speaking. And that's why it is flawless, because God is speaking. So it is aparushai. And that's why we can rely on the Bhagavad Gita. So there are few things they cannot be proved directly, but indirectly, of course, it can be proved in terms of its integrity, in terms of its content and intent. Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, like that. Okay, next is we have Tiffany Mataji saying, Hare Krishna Niru Mataji. Like Rajabhu already wrote, please attend Bhakti Sangha classes regularly. Every day is an amazing class. Yes, and I see so many great speakers are there. I see in the poster, so many great devotees are coming. So, yes, Tiffany Mataji, I am there with you. Absolutely. Great devotees are coming. So, listen to these amazing classes from other amazing devotees. Okay, Shrimati Nandini Mataji, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, for your Hare Krishna Prabhuji, for nice class, can you share your email ID? Okay, my email ID is ald.gkg. @gmail.com. Yeah. Okay, any other question? Let me
Richa Mataji, you can please go ahead. She want to ask a question, Prabhuji. Can I unmute? Richa Mataji.
Okay, Richa Mataji, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam.
Dhanvat Pranam to you.
I'm studying in class 8th and I'm not able to make notes of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. How to make it?
See, there are various ways to make notes. Some devotees, they make notes sequentially. As they keep reading, so they keep making notes. Verse by verse, they make notes. Sometimes the devotees, they also make notes theme-wise. Nice. In case you have a thick register or thick book, a notebook, and you divide into various sections. It can be on soul, on philosophy, on etiquettes, on Krishna. So this way you can divide various themes, right? Anyway, you find something which is very striking to you, right, in that particular subsection. So that after, you know, a few months or after a few years, you will have wonderful notes which are thematically combined, you know, compiled. So that's also another way of writing notes. There are also devotees, they underline or they highlight also the text. Okay, on the borders of the book, they also write some notes. And that means it is not an insult of the book. Sometimes devotees become confused. Well, can I highlight the text? Because it is such a pure book, and a highlight. Yes, of course we can highlight. Srila Prabhupada used to highlight. He had a red color pen. He would underline the text. So that means it is not an insult. So we can underline that, and we can also use highlighter and colorful pens and pencils. And you can make some notes in the book itself. That's also one of the ways. So whatever is suitable to you, do that. All right.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Welcome, DM. Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. When it comes to trying to give credibility to the scriptures by letting the people in the West know that the scriptures have been endorsed by the great acharyas. Mm-hmm. How to do that when in the West there isn't really this concept of acharya?
Yeah,
okay.
So then we can talk about everyday life, how the scriptures are so very practical. Like, for example, Bhagavad Gita talks about healthy food in chapter 17. There is food which is in mode of goodness, that which is juicy, wholesome, healthy to the body. So the heart becomes, it is very pleasing to the heart, that the food which is in mode of goodness, food which is in mode of passion, food which is in mode of ignorance. And we see that foods which are in mode of passion and ignorance, they are more disease causing, even as per nutritionist. So practical knowledge. It also talks about the mind. Mind, when it is controlled, it's the best of the friend. Not controlled, it is the worst of the enemy. That's also true. Yeah. And mind is very restless, very, very turbulent, very stubborn. And that's also true. It talks about the austerity of the mind is to be satisfied. Austerity of the tongue. Anudvegam karam vakyam. Chapter 17, verse number 15. That we should speak words which are not agitating. We should speak words which are truthful. We should speak words which are beneficial. We should speak words which are sweet. And we should also recite the holy scriptures. So these are the five austerities of speech. So what we should speak, how we should speak, that is also given in the scriptures. And once our senses are in control, we have better relationships, right? You will see that those who do not have their senses under control, they have bad relationships because they are driven by their senses. And that's why, while getting driven by the senses, they're not able to remain loyal to their partner. So controlling the senses, that's also highlighted in the scriptures. Ayurveda is a part of the scriptures. Ayurveda is well-established branch of medical science. Some of the diseases, they can be cured only in Ayurveda. That's also there in the Shastras. That means also it is bona fide. We see the predictions which are being done. Even appearance of Jesus Christ, appearance of Prophet Muhammad, appearance of Lord Buddha, appearance of King Ashoka, Alexander the Great. All of these great personalities are already prophesized in the scriptures. So that means also scriptures, they score 10 upon 10, full marks. We see that it talks about seven dvipas, the seven continents. And we see that there are seven continents. So even from geography point of view, from history point of view, from predictions point of view, from health point of view, from medical point of view, the scriptures score 10 upon 10, full marks. So that is in terms of integrity, scriptures are having 10 upon 10. So about spirituality also, the knowledge which is given in the scriptures, we score 10 upon 10, full marks. And these scriptures, we see that these scriptures have transformed the lives of many millions of people. And that's why they are being commented. And those who practice them, they become happy. Like Albert Einstein, we can also quote these great, because people have faith in these scientists. Albert Einstein, he said, when I read the Bhagavad Gita and the cosmogonal theories about the universe, all of our theories appear to be superfluous. Whose words are these? These words are coming from Albert Einstein. Wow. You have faith in Albert Einstein? Yes, Albert Einstein. We have faith in Albert Einstein. Mahatma Gandhi used to say, whenever doubts haunt me, I take shelter of the Bhagavad Gita. And immediately I get... Mahatma Gandhi, do you trust Mahatma Gandhi? Oh, yeah, he's a good guy, yeah. Mm-hmm. In this way, there are many eminent personalities like Stephen Covey. Stephen Covey has written the book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. In one of the interviews, he said, the book which has inspired me the most to write this book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, the book which has inspired me the most is Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Wow, great. So those who are motivators, the management champions, they're also referring to the Bhagavad Gita. There's a proper course being run in IIM Ahmedabad, Indian Institute of Management, which is India's number one management institute and world's fourth number management institute. It has got a course on Bhagavad Gita, Management and Leadership Sutras from the Bhagavad Gita. Wow, that's also quite interesting. And even leaders like Narendra Modi, he said, there is no better gift I can give to this world and there is no better gift the world can receive from me other than the Bhagavad Gita. Wow, that's also wonderful. A great scientist like Vikram Sarabhai, he said, Vikram Sarabhai is Vikram Sarabhai because Vikram Sarabhai is a student of Bhagavad Gita. So whether somebody is a scientist, somebody is a politician, somebody is an actor, a philosopher, a poet, well, they all are appreciating Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So the acharyas of the material world are these people. So we can quote them and just see. They appreciate Bhagavad Gita, so you can also appreciate Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Why not? Yes. So this way we can convince them. Still, if they are not convinced, that means they need some kind of bashing and thrashing from Maya a little more, and then they would come in future. But we can say that, well, your acharyas also, your acharyas are the scientists and philosophers. They also glorify Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
Thank you for such a thorough answer. Because actually, my question was, how to convey the authority of these of our traditional acharyas. But I guess you're saying that we don't have to do that. We can use...
We can put modern acharyas. Modern acharyas are the scientists. They are the acharyas of the...
We don't have to use the traditional acharyas. We can use acharyas that they can relate to. The scientists.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they produce Bhagavad Gita. So then gradually we'll tell them about our acharyas, the traditional acharyas. But modern day acharyas, so these scientists and philosophers and actors and scientists and motivators... Tom Cruise, he also appreciated Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who likes Mission Impossible, so the hero of Mission Impossible and all of these wonderful adventurous and action-packed movies, our Tom Cruise, he also appreciated Bhagavad Gita, sir.
So Tom Cruise is our acharya in the West.
Tom Cruise, yeah. Even Brandon Fraser, he also appreciated in one of the videos. He says that currently while I'm reading this Bhagavad Gita, and it's really a great philosophical book. Brandon Fraser from The Mummy. Yeah. So these acharyas, if they listen to, all right, they also appreciate Bhagavad Gita. Sir, excuse me. Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Mataji, for a beautiful answer. Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a nicely explaining. So we had one question from Karunika Gopika Mataji. Hare Krishna, if a devotee wants to earn money, what is his or her mode?
Somebody wants to earn money? Yeah, of course, we can earn money for Krishna. For us, there is Chintamani, Harinam Chintamani. That money we are aspiring for, Harinam Chintamani. But that money, we can certainly earn for Krishna. We can get money to keep this body healthy, so that this body can be used in Krishna's service. With this intention, if I earn money, that's fine. You know, it is not the money which binds us. It is the enjoyment-seeking attitude in earning money that binds us. It is not the money which binds us. It is that pleasure-seeking attitude in earning money. That is what binds us. Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhuji. And we had one comment from Raj Prabhuji. Beautiful class, Prabhuji, and very beautiful bhajan. Thanks for starting our day with singing. I was wondering, where is Prabhu today? Usually brown almara behind you. You sit on the floor, just shows another humble side of yours. All glories to Srila Prabhupada for giving us you. Thank you, Prabhuji. Prabhuji is constructing huge temple in Delhi.
Oh, yeah.
That was for the question, you know, when somebody earns more money. So I know Prabhuji needs lots of money for constructing that temple. So I said, I share.
Although the USA people, I say, give your money for TOVP, because that's our combined project. So all the USA people, in case you want to give money, first you should have money for TOVP, Temple of Vedic Planetarium. They need 500 crores more, just 500 crores, which may be somewhere around, say, I think $50 million. It's a lot of money required for Temple of Vedic Planetarium. So first donate for TOVP. In case still you get something, if you are left with, you want to give, then you can give to ISKCON Dwarka.
We had one more question, Prabhuji, from Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna, if a bhakti life follower cook non-veg, even though we are not supposed for sin, what is the answer for this situation?
Okay, Hare Krishna, if a bhakti life follower cook non-veg, even though we are not supposed for sin, what is the answer for this situation? I cannot stop cooking. I understand. Sometimes the husbands are not favorable. Husbands, they want, I want to eat meat. Hey, you are my wife. Do as I say. And then just to keep harmony at home, a wife may have to cook meat. But parallelly, she should try to preach to him. She may bring some other devotees at home who can do friendship with this guy, who can educate him about eating vegetarian food, so that gradually this person leaves eating non-veg. Or there can be a healthy discussion that, you know, in case you want to eat meat, you can bring meat from outside, but we should not cook meat at home. Yeah. And then gradually, when this person gets transformed, then absolute and complete bye-bye to meat eating. Yeah.
And she was saying that I'm not allowed to bring devotees.
No, devotees, in the sense, they can come as a guest, you know, husband, wife, they come home. And then some chit-chat, they can discuss something about Modi, they can discuss about Biden and the Democrats and the Republicans and this and that, and a little bit Krishna also in between. And in this way, there can be some chit-chat with some material subject matter as well as spiritual subject matter that this person can connect. And then gradually this person can be told, well, vegetarian food is healthier, you know. The elephant is so powerful, vegetarian. Bull is so powerful, vegetarian. That means the strength lies in vegetables. Yeah. So one of my friends, he used to eat meat. And we had a discussion on, you know, whether we should be vegetarian or non-vegetarian. So I had, let's have, you know, this arm wrestling. In case if I defeat you, then you have to give up non-veg. He said, okay, I'm ready. He said, you know, I take non-veg. I have got more strength. And because I take Krishna Prasadam, I'm Krishnatarian. So I defeated him in arm wrestling. I said, now you have to give up meat eating. So he gave up meat eating. So in case something like that can happen, well, why not? So we have to trick people to make them vegetarian. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You'll be fine. You know, Krishna will protect you, help you, knowing your situation.
Yeah. Prabhuji, one question. When someone comes to our Bhakti Viksha, he was following Arya Samaj. So oh. I don't know what is Arya Samaj, but he says all religions are same and we keep cross and we keep the Allah sign and we keep Om and everything. And you say, if you want to chant, you chant. Why are you asking me to chant? Means like so many questions comes, we cannot, means it's very hard to preach him. But his wife is very nice devotee. She is chanting 16 rounds. She has taken shelter. And he is also nice guy. He is allowing everything to her. He is saying like, oh, have you finished chanting? No? Okay, go sit and chant. Like that. He is so nice. But sometimes, you know, if he is sitting in the class or something, he hears something which he doesn't like and he questions and there is a big, you know.
You know, there can be really cozy and very comforting discussion, healthy discussion required in terms of philosophy. You know, and the discussion should not happen in a way which appears that as if I want to defeat you. You are a samaji, I will defeat you. No. We don't have to defeat the person. We have to win his heart. I repeat, we don't have to defeat him in argument. Yes. We have to win his heart. So that is, there can be a very warm discussion with him on philosophy. And then just like Lord Krishna, after explaining Bhagavad Gita, he said, yathechasi tatha kuru. That means now whatever you want, you can do. So Arjuna said, karishye vachanam tava. Now I'll do as you desire. So after convincing somebody, after explaining something to someone, we should say now, yathechasi tatha kuru. Ab dekhiye, ab aapki jo ichha ho, aap kariye. You know, whatever you want to do, now you may kindly do. So in this way, we can do this. We can have healthy discussion, not with the motive to defeat the person, but there can be healthy discussion, you know, because Arya Samajis, they are against idol worship, idolatry. Say, well, yeah, this is all idolatry, man. Yeah. So then we can tell him what is the difference between idol and deity. What's the difference between the two? And how Vedas, because Arya Samaj, they focus more on Vedas, not on Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. They say, well, Vedas are more important. And then we can give various scriptural references, where clearly it is mentioned that Smriti Shastras are extensions of Shruti. That means Vedas. Lord Krishna says in the Gita, chapter 2, verse number 45, Tragunya Vishya Veda. That means Vedas are even the three modes of material nature. Arjuna, go beyond them. That means he wants Arjuna to come to Smriti Shastras, then the Shruti Shastras. In this way, there can be some healthy discussion. And then with prasadam and love and care and some kind of retreats, gradually he can be changed. That's possible.
Yeah. He loves prasadam and we cook like, you know, Western food and like that. He's so, you say, wow, achha banaya mataji, like that is so nice.
As Srila Prabhupada used to say, when nothing works, prasadam works.
Our you know, intention is not to make him devotee, let his wife be devotee, you know. She's so nice and he is letting her do everything, whatever she wants. And he's making, you know, all the arrangements. Whenever she wants to come for service, he just drops her here. So it's nice.
Prasadam. Not everyone can digest philosophy, but everyone can digest prasadam.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji. We had Sunil Prabhu, he's sharing something, Prabhuji. My life aim and my earning is to help construct Dwaraka, Mayapur and Bokra Steel City. My contribution is very tiny, but still I'm struggling to give my everything to my Krishna, Haribol. Started a new business with Bada business and every earning will go to temple construction. That is my plan. Bless me to fulfill my dream come true.
Bless you.
Yeah. Again, we had from Radha Krishna. Mataji's, how I learn from you more? Please guide me. Sorry, that is for everybody, I think so.
Anand Mantri Priya Madhavi Madasi is saying pranam to Guruji, and also some Hare Krishna named devotee is saying Hare Krishna. Okay, Hare Krishna to both of you and all of you.
So, dear devotees, anybody have any other questions or realizations to Prabhuji? Or not, we can end the call here.
Yeah, I think devotees are done.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, once again for your very valuable time and association. You have joined before the class timings for the chanting also. We are so grateful for you, Prabhuji. Yeah.
That was good.
Thank you.
I was not conscious about it. So I logged in by 1 hour before. But I could see that everyone. And the time was passing. I said, all right, let me also chant with them. So I also chanted for you. Thank you very much for making me part of it.
Thank you, Prabhuji. So we are grateful for you. With your permission, we can end the call here. Mancha Kalpatarishya Krupa Rakhi Vacha Vaitala Bhagavad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai His Grace Amok Leela Das Prabhuji Ki Jai
Thank you so much Prabhuji. As always.
For the nice bhajan Prabhu. Very beautiful.
Thank you Prabhuji. Very nice.
Prabhuji should
get, so much, Prabhuji.
Get the title of Honey Preacher.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Please, we'll end the call here.
Hare
Krishna.
Radhe, Radhe.